Hello, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. My name is Hao. I am your occupational therapist and this is OT Conversations. In this episode, I would like to discuss the topic called praxis and the various forms. My objective here is to make this information something that you can remember, and hopefully it is something that can be useful to the clinicians who are working with any cases that involve urology. So what is praxis? Praxis refers to a person's ability to perform purposeful movement. This means that an individual should possess a cognitive ability to execute activities consciously, such as putting on clothes, brushing teeth, assembling tasks. When someone experiences a stroke, however, or for those people who's had some head injury, they may exhibit some strange behavior. If you're working with them, they may exhibit some strange behaviors, despite some of them not having any apparent physical problems. So the motor component is normal, the sensory component is normal as well, and yet they're unable to perform these purposeful behaviors. And these behaviors may be signs of apraxia, which is a disorder when somebody has a problem with their praxis. Now let's talk about the different types of apraxia. You can have ideomotor apraxia, and this is, you might consider it the first type of apraxia. So it's ideomotor apraxia. Although a person with this condition cannot carry out instructed tasks, they can complete the task in a natural setting. Without instructions, people with ideational apraxia can perform tasks normally. For instance, if you verbally instruct people to brush their teeth, they may not know how to follow the instructions or they may not follow you. However, if you give them the toothbrush and you observe it from a distance at a regular and ordinary context, they can or they should be able to brush their teeth on their own. So they have this own drive and it gets them standing and walking and doing everything. So they know what they needed to do. This really is indicating that the person has an awareness of the motor activity, but they cannot process verbal instructions. The implications of ideomotor apraxia could and will include difficulty in simulating ADL retraining. Or if you're working with them in a rehabilitation setting, they cannot do this. And it's very difficult to simulate some of the ADL retraining, particularly if it happens outside the scope or if it happens in the afternoon rather than in the morning. It is crucial to provide the right environment for them and to perform the task naturally. The second type of praxis problem is called ideational apraxia. This is more severe of the two. In this case, an individual loses the entire concept of how to perform an activity. They may attempt to use the toothbrush on their hair, or they might comb their teeth if you give them some comb. So this means that there is significant disconnection between how things work. People with ideational apraxia can often communicate, but they struggle to perform any purposeful activity. So the treatment here focuses on supportive interventions if it's just a short period of time, and it will take some time before you do the rehabilitation. So on the initial phase, you need to get things done, you need to get the person home, and so you will have to provide them with some kind of support, like physical support from carers or reablement care. And other treatments include Affolter's approach or tactile kinesthetic approach, where you need to do hand-over-hand guidance on one person, and you really need to spend a lot of time doing this. It's not just a one-off session. You need to repeat it over and over so that there can be a development and build-up of engram. or all these neural units needed to really develop. There are other forms of apraxia, like dressing apraxia. This is another one in the lines of apraxia. Here, the individuals with this type of problem cannot properly put on clothes, and they cannot find sleeves, or they cannot button shirts. Again, in the absence of sensory and motor problems. This form is often linked to visuospatial concern, or they could have perceptual problems, and this is typically associated with those people who's had a right brain CVA. Hand-over-hand guidance and supportive interventions, again, are essential in helping these people to navigate these challenges. So that is addressing apraxia. Constructional apraxia, on the other hand, involves difficulty in copying three-dimensional designs. So if you give them some tasks like stacking items or replicating block designs and block patterns, they cannot do this, or they have difficulty doing this. In these cases, sometimes the paper and pen activities as well as block designs, they can help. So this would be the classic tabletop activities that you would provide to people. And it is very essential to give clear and minimal instructions, and you need to give people some time for them to be able to practice the process. So when it comes to retraining and some practical tips, really, to help individuals with various forms of apraxia, there are some activities that you can use and that you can utilize in the daily routines. Sometimes you can just simply do simple assembly tasks, for example, like activities that would involve putting the batteries in a remote control. It's as simple as that. Or you can get them to assemble a pen. Or you can get them to place pillow inside a pillowcase. Or simple lacing activities. So really, just to sum it up, praxis, just to remind you, it's the ability to perform purposeful movements. It is a crucial part of our daily lives. And when this ability is impaired, you will have a problem called apraxia. Understanding its various forms and retraining techniques really can help a lot, especially if you're working with people with neurological problem. And this usually comes out with people with neurological impairment. What you need to do is we need to give some regular repeated practice, and we need supportive environment. These are all key to helping individuals regain their ability to perform and to regain their purposeful action. I hope you learned a little something today, guys. Just remember, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye. If you enjoyed this podcast, talk to your friends and colleagues about it. Like it, subscribe, share, and do what you can to appease whatever algorithm that is at play. Just remember, guys, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.